Static.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Steven Tyler, man. Dream on.
Yeah, Steven Tyler. Yeah, that was the sound of Steven Tyler's lips on your zipper.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, first thing right out of the gate, I was listening to the Howard Stern show one morning.
Yeah.
And they had Casey Armstrong. You don't get the Stern show where you're at, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, I gotta move the microphone. It's gonna make some noise there. Okay. And they made him take an IQ test because he said he was, like, smart, and they all think he's an idiot.
Right.
They all think he's basically borderline retarded.
Right.
But he insists that he has, like, this high IQ.
Right.
Well, upon listening to that, I don't even know what the outcome was totally because I didn't get to listen to the whole thing. But I thought, hey, I'm going to take an IQ test. So I got online, and I went to, oddly enough, IQtest.com.
Right.
I took an IQ test, right?
You did?
Yeah. And it was just an online IQ test, so it's probably not totally exact or anything. And you had to take it within 13 minutes, which I finished early, and then it gives you a score, right? It emails you a score.
Right.
And so what do you think I got? So 100 is like borderline retarded.
Yeah.
So what do you think I got?
Acceptable.
Well, I mean, well, you know, yeah.
You 110, easy.
110?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I got.
Okay.
But you got to promise me you'll go and spend the 10 to 15 minutes to take this IQ test.
Okay. All right.
And be honest. I will forward you the email that they sent me.
Okay.
I'm totally honest. They sent me this email. I'll forward it to you.
Yeah.
So you can confirm this.
Yeah.
I got 134.
There you go.
Now, on their little scale,
yeah,
that says that's 137 is genius.
Wow.
It says that I'm not a genius, but people think I am.
Wow. Cool.
So now I want you to take the same thing.
Wow.
And I want to see what you get, so I can see how bogus this thing really is. Now, if you get like...
I will...
Wait. You get, like, better than me.
Wait.
Now, be honest, though.
I've got to ask you something.
Sure.
Are there any math problems on this?
No. It's actually more of a logic test.
Because I suck at math.
Yeah, no.
I have, like, a thing, man.
Oh, wait a minute. There are math problems.
Uh-oh.
But they're not, like, math problems like, you know, square roots or something like that.
Yeah.
They're logic problems.
Oh, I took logic in college, so I'll be
all right. Yeah, I passed logic in college.
Yeah, I did, man. I did.
I also passed the hi-fi repair. Stereo hi-fi.
That was high school.
But anyway, no, it's mostly logic, so it's like, you know, if one train was going this way, another train was going that way.
Yeah.
That kind of math.
Yeah.
But not like square root or, you know, cosine or sine or that kind of stuff. I couldn't believe it. I was totally shocked.
All right.
Yeah.
134.
If you get above 137, I think it was genius. But it's at IQtest.com if you feel like checking it out or whatever.
Yeah.
They try to sell you a bunch of shit. Don't buy anything. Just get your little number. They'll send you an email with your number.
All right. Well, tell me how to
Then you got to forward that to me, though. I'm going to forward you mine.
I don't care.
Well, I just want to see it, you know?
Yeah, I don't care.
It'll be funny.
All right, I don't care, man.
Well, anyway, I totally got the idea to do this. I was listening to the Stern Show on the way into work one day, and they wanted to do this, and they made him take it, and I think he took one and got like 100. But then they have him take a real one. That was like an online one, like what I took.
Right.
He got like 100, but then they had him take like a real one where you time it and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he did on that one. I didn't hear it. So.
Oh, geez.
But it just spurred me on. Like, you know, I always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And I did, and I couldn't believe the results. So,
wow, 134.
We'll see if IQtest.com is just a bunch of crap,
all right.
Basically. If you score really well, we'll know.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
You know.
I'm not afraid. I don't care.
I'm not afraid.
I don't care.
Yeah. The shocker, though, is it also gives your penis size.
Oh. Hey, now.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other thing was I had a really interesting experience today.
Okay.
And so I was going to go out and, like, do the trim on my lawn, right?
Right.
I mowed my lawn.
Yeah.
But then I had to go out, you know, with a push mower and do this thing. So I'm pushing the lawnmower out of the garage and, you know, trying to get it ready to go. And I start it up and I start mowing. And then I look on the horizon and the Goodyear blimp's coming at me. And I don't mean like a guy wearing a Goodyear shirt or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It was the real friggin' Goodyear blimp coming over the trees. And I was like, oh my God.
Honey!
So yeah, so my wife and kids were outside, and so I ran around back and I said, you gotta come around here. The Goodyear blimp's coming straight for the house. And so
Black
I ran
Monday.
In. Yeah, exactly. That's what my
Get
wife
down.
Said. My wife goes, wasn't there something with the blimp and a bomb in a movie?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, that was a sniper or something, wasn't it? Anyway.
Yeah.
So I said, so come around. So I ran inside, got my camera, and I'll put a picture in the other section of the website as soon as I get it developed of the Goodyear blimp over my house.
Oh, no.
But I got a picture of the Goodyear blimp in the sky.
Yeah.
And I went to get my, I'm like you, I ran to get my video camera.
No batteries.
No, it's all charged up. The no, problem no. was I had to make sure I wasn't going to tape over the weigh-in of my son where
yeah.
he takes a crap.
Yeah, tape over your son's birth.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I almost did.
Oh.
And I stopped, and I'm like looking, I'm fast forward. Come on, come on. And by the time I got it all queued up, the thing, it went toward the sun, and so I couldn't tape it. And so I got some tape.
Man.
It looks like a UFO or something.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe it, a Goodyear blimp.
You should have videotaped it.
Well, I tried, but it was going too fast.
I will try.
I will try.
Yeah.
That's your moniker.
Cool.
We're going to get a t-shirt made with that.
It wasn't Polish terrorists, was it?
No, it wasn't. We will eradicate the cornfields of Illinois.
They were trying to crash it into your house, but it kept bouncing off your house.
Right. Why won't this thing go down? I don't know.
Wow.
No, it was crazy, and then... I had to get this done, so then we're like, oh, okay, and I put away the stuff, and I go back, and I finish the yard, and I come back in, it's really hot, you know.
Yeah.
God damn, it's hot outside. And
yeah.
So I come in to get a drink of water, and I kind of pull my shirt up to wipe my face off and stuff.
Yeah.
And my, so my shirt hangs up so that my midriff is showing.
Right.
And my daughter comes walking by, and I go, oh, hey, did you see that blimp? And... you see how big it was? And she's like, it's big like your belly. She starts smacking me on the belly. It's big like your belly, Daddy. And so then I go, oh, thank you. So I'm like getting some more water. I turn around and she's and like your butt.
Oh.
So, and I think... there's nothing like a child to turn a great experience, like the Goodyear blimp buzzing your house,
yeah.
into, you know, kind of a turning point in your life. Where you're just, I don't think I'll have that other Twinkie.
Yeah.
Yeah. This water's a little too much for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Like your belly.
Oh, man.
Your belly looks like the Goodyear blimp, except with the button pushed in.
Oh, man. You didn't have to be your shirt and your kid said, hey, Kool-Aid. Right?
Yeah, hey, Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's been my weekend.
Wow.
You know, the highs and lows. Highs
man.
And lows.
Here you are at cloud nine thinking, wow, I'll never see this, you know, Goodyear blimp again.
I mean, it was close, too. I mean, you know, the little, I could see
right.
the dots on the sign, you know, that display stuff.
Like, the people are mooning you.
Yeah, I can see the driver. Yeah.
Then your kid, like, brings you down.
Right. Hey, did you see how big that thing? Big like your belly. Thanks, honey.
Oh, man.
Did I ever mention you were adopted?
Oh.
I guess not. What's going on with you?
Wow, my weekend was not quite as exciting. Wow.
Yeah.
I was coon spotting with my sister.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Why? Was she looking for a new pet or what?
She used to have a raccoon as a pet.
Yeah, I know.
And then it accidentally choked to death one night.
Oh, jeez.
She had it in a dog cage and it was trying to slip out.
Yeah.
And it got caught and it actually choked to death.
Oh, my goodness.
She threw it in her freezer.
Oh, no.
Thinking that they're going to mount it someday. But,
yeah. Did they throw it in the freezer with the dog pen?
No. No, they got it out of the dog pen, but, it was dead.
Nobody was caught with their pants down around the raccoon the time he choked to death, was it?
No, no, nothing like that. No.
Nobody was like feeding it peanuts.
No, no.
Hey, look at this! Watch this raccoon eat peanuts through the bars.
No, it was weird. We were there this weekend. She's like, "Hey, I have a friend that lives out this campground, and he feeds raccoons at night."
He feeds
and we
them.
Just go there.
Yeah.
Right. So it was like, it was about an hour before. It was about an hour before, dusk.
Yeah.
So we get there. I got my little kids with me and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
And we get there. It's like this campsite, right?
Nothing like taking your children to view rabid animals on the loose.
Well, it gets a little scary though because now. There seems to be like 20 people just sitting around, just like
waiting for raccoons.
Yeah, just wanting to see these things, right?
This sounds like Close Encounters up on the hill. All the people can't. What are all you people doing here? We're waiting for the raccoons to come out of the woods.
No,
they reenact scenes from Lancelot Link Secret Chimp. They're talking raccoons.
Yeah, we got there, right?
Uh-huh.
And, like, we get introduced to, most of the people there.
They don't know each other.
Yeah.
They come here every night.
They live down there, apparently. I don't know what the deal is.
I really like it whenever they're horny and have sex.
You want to see some video? Got some video. Wildlife video.
There's nothing like a couple of raccoons going at it.
Yeehaw! Right?
That's living. If I put this on the internet, that'd be hotter than a Tommy Lee video.
Raccoons gone wild.
Yeah.
So, we wait around and, nothing's going on. There's, no wildlife there at all, right?
Not even mosquitoes are too scared to come around, yeah.
And finally, after some time, one of them appears.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So then, my brother-in-law is there, and he finds some marshmallows, and he starts throwing marshmallows up for these things.
Oh, jeez.
And, there's a couple, three of them now.
Oh, my God.
And what's weird is, as there's more raccoon, there's less people.
Okay.
Like, the people are starting to disappear now, because it's getting dark out now.
Right, and they don't want to get snuck up on.
Yeah, all the smart people have left now. Now it's getting dangerous,
Right.
It was like, oh, shit.
Now you know exactly how that when animals attack video gets shot.
Yeah. I felt like that guy in Jurassic Park, that Indian guy, stay out of the long grass! Stay out of the long grass!
Right.
I felt like that guy, right? But, it starts getting dark out, and there's 10 of them. No joke, there's 10 raccoons.
Well, if you feed them.
Yeah.
It's like Field of Dreams out there.
Yeah, I know, but except there's raccoons.
All these raccoons. Hey, man, you haven't had marshmallows till you get them from these Hoosier Hicks hillbilly
right?
people out here.
So now it's dark.
Yeah.
So now it's like the guy who lives there, my sister, her husband, my wife, myself, my two kids, and that's it.
Jesus. Oh,
and I noticed now behind us these things have got us circled in.
Well, sure, they want more food.
Yeah, we're, surrounded, and now they're, attacking each other. I can hear them, attacking each other. I'm like, let's get the hell out of here.
Man, you were just like Luke and Han when all the Ewoks descended on the village. From the village and put you on sticks.
I know. Well, we didn't have C-3PO, though.
Yeah, no C-3PO.
Yeah, I know. So, luckily, we were able to get out of there, but...
Well, so the guy lived there and he just left?
Yeah, no, the guy lives there.
And he doesn't mind all these people flocking to his house?
No, apparently he feeds the people, too.
Oh, well.
As well as raccoon.
Well, that's just as entertaining.
I guess. He throws up marshmallows. I can't
imagine a bunch of constipated raccoons from all the marshmallows they made.
Get a little angry. That, like, kills them, you know, like something they shouldn't have, and they're all dead in the
right, head. Yeah, it's like...
We didn't know.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey.
I thought turkeys could fly.
Right, you know? Exactly.
I didn't know. Yeah, it was a little scary, though.
That's just bizarre. Why? I don't understand why people would just do that, you know?
I don't know, man, but my sister was, like, totally into it. She goes, I want you to come do this with us.
You gotta go see the raccoons that come out.
So next time you come up to Illinois, Illinois,
yeah,
I want you to come coon spot.
Yeah, no chance there.
But stay out of the long grass.
No chance there. No chance. That's just too weird. Do they eat out of your hand? Or
they didn't get that close.
Do you throw it at them or what?
Yeah, well, you throw it by them. You don't throw it at them, actually.
Well, I could see it just deteriorating into a hit the raccoon with a marshmallow thing going on.
I think there would be like a state law against actually hitting them with the...
I don't think so. I mean, people hit them with cars all the time.
I don't know, but I don't really think you're supposed to feed them. Are you supposed to encourage them to...
No.
Isn't that like a bad thing?
Yeah, because that's why they keep coming back.
I guess.
Now, eventually, you know, one of them will just be there and that guy will die and they'll just chew on his body. So then it'll be, I'm going to show up to watch the raccoons eat the dead guy's body.
What happened to Dave? Oh, he's over there. My God! The coons got him!
Well, we had to get out one night. We had to chop off his leg and throw it over there. And, evidently, face is pretty tasty. That's all gone.
Yeah, it's some marshmallow remnants of beard.
Raccoons like face.
Yeah.